This segment is brought to you by New Voices from New Democrats. South Carolina New Democrats is both a reformed think tank and an action-oriented public policy organization with the goal of reshaping politics by moving beyond the old left-right debate and to bring new people and new voices into the political process. And to learn more about the South Carolina New Democrats or to listen to past radio shows, visit their website at www.scnewdemocrats.org. Very pleased to have on the phone with me right now, Mr. Stephen Wukila. Stephen, how are you?
Good to talk to you again, Frank.
Well, good talking to you. Last time you and I chatted, it was the day before you were going to go into court regarding the election that was held, March? When was the election?
June 10th.
This was the primary election for the mayoral position of in Florence, and that you were running in the Democratic primary against the incumbent, Frank Willis. And there was an election, and then there was a runoff because of what you came out of the general, out of the primary with one vote lead, and you went into a, I guess it wasn't a runoff. This was a
protest seeking a runoff.
That's right. The protest was seeking a runoff, but they did a recount. You still won by one vote. Mayor Willis filed a protest, went to what, the Democratic Party?
It did, in Columbia, the Democratic Party Executive Committee there in Columbia.
And they said no. They said no, that Stephen Wukila did in fact win the primary. And then Mr. Willis did what else?
He filed a protest with the 12th Circuit in the court in Florence, the Circuit Court, Court of Common Pleas, and requested that the courts intervene in this thing.
And this was Judge Nettles?
Judge Mike Nettles, that's right.
Yes, and the judge just ruled yesterday that he said what?
He said that this was a party matter and that the court shouldn't interfere with this, and that the decision of the state Democratic Party was supported by the evidence and that the courts weren't going to get involved. And so he upheld the decision of the state Democratic Party.
Well, congratulations on that. But you don't know that this is the end, because can't Mayor Willis appeal?
He can, to the Supreme Court. And so we await his decision on whether he will appeal or not. He has not made public what his decision was going to be.
Does he have a time limit?
There is. And I tell you what, frankly, the time limits are, the statute is pretty confusing on this point, exactly how long the time limit is, but I think it's pretty clear that it's no longer than 30 days. And in fact, maybe shorter than that, depending on how you read the applicable statute.
Okay, so now there was no Republican running.
That's right. The filing deadline for both Republicans and Democrats was in March, and no Republican filed in March, and Mayor Wilson and I filed in as Democrats in March.
All right, but now the word is that former mayor of Florence, Rocky Pierce, has had a petition drive, and he thinks he's got enough signatures to be on the ballot as a petition candidate in November.
That's right. It requires 5% of the registered voters to sign a petition to get your name on the ballot as an independent in November. Now, keep in mind, he wouldn't be a Republican or a Democrat. However, Mr. Pierce did hold office, the mayor's office in Florence, as a Democrat about 18 years ago. He lost to a fellow who Haig Porter was the candidate who beat him 18 years ago. Haig held office for 4 years. And then he decided not to run again. Rocky ran again and was beat that second time by Frank Willis, who's been mayor for the 13 intervening years.
Okay, very interesting. Of course, Mayor Willis also is a Democrat. Stephen, what did you do to tick off Rocky Pierce?
Huh? Well, I tell you what, Frank, it's really a good question as to what his motivation is for getting involved. I mean, obviously the filing time was back in March. If he were to file as either a Republican or a Democrat, he chose not to do that. He has not really been involved in politics in any way in Florence since he was mayor 18 years ago. And the scuttlebutt is that the establishment, the powers that be, were looking for someone to put on that petition. They asked a few different people, and in fact, I've had calls from people who said, yeah, they asked me, and I told them I wouldn't do it. But they ended up with Mr. Pierce, and so I'll see him in November.
All right, so, well, you don't know that yet, because you don't know if he's got enough signatures. But
granted, yeah.
So he was drafted?
I think that's a fair statement. I mean, there's no question. I've had phone calls from a number of different people who were approached by people who couldn't call anything but the establishment. Among those were Hugh Leatherman, who is the Republican senator from Florence who I ran against 4 years ago. And he and others in the Republican establishment were seeking someone to oppose me in November, and they ended up with Mr. Pierce.
Okay. Well, very interesting. And I don't know Mr. Pierce, so I don't know what kind of individual he is. I know Frank Willis. He's a very nice, fine man.
Sure, as is Mr. Pierce. I mean, they're both nice guys, and I don't have anything against them personally, sir.
All right. And, okay, so the odds are with the guy with the D behind his name in Florence. Is that not correct?
Yeah, and, you know, the city of Florence is a pretty strong Democrat stronghold. In fact, there were folks who talked about running as Republicans, filing as Republicans back in March, who elected not to do so because the city of Florence is so strong for the Democratic Party, especially in this election year where change is such a hot issue and we've got Barack Obama on the ticket nationally. So there's a lot of enthusiasm for change, for movement, and for Democratic politics, and I really feel strong of my chances in November.
Yeah, I think so too. And now, and of course, we don't know if Mr. Pierce has been able to really get his 1,500 signatures. Now, he may turn in. He was supposed to turn in today. I think you said he did turn in his signatures today.
He did turn them in, and they have to be evaluated by the Election Commission to determine whether those are in fact signatures of electors in the city of Florence, whether they still reside in the city, and or they ever have, and so forth and so on. But presuming they are, then he will be placed on the ballot by the Election Commission. I think they have to certify it in August, if I'm right about that.
All right, so in August, really, you're looking at a couple of things. You're going to see if Frank Willis is going to appeal to the Supreme Court.
That's right.
And you're going to see if Rocky Pierce actually has 5% of the eligible voters who signed his petition to put him on the ballot as an independent candidate.
That's exactly right.
So August is another big month for you.
Well, you know, I promised my wife, Frank, that this stuff would be over on June 10th, but it doesn't ever seem to end.
So. Well, it wasn't your fault.
She doesn't accept that.
Tell her she should have gone out and voted a couple times. or gotten some of her friends to go out and vote for you. So, you know, it's amazing. You're obviously in a jovial mood about it, and that's good because the things do look pretty good for you. But it is kind of delaying your process of getting ready to be mayor.
Yeah. Well, you know, there were a lot of people, candidly, who didn't think that I would be able to beat Mayor Willis. I mean, the establishment supported him. He'd been mayor for 13 years. There was a lot of money and power behind him, and I'm 33 years old, and I was running against someone who had been a long-time incumbent, and I think a lot of people underestimated the power of somebody to overcome the establishment. But, you know, we did a lot of grassroots campaigning. We had a lot of volunteers, and I think the environment is such right now that people are ready for some real change.
All right, and again, when you take office, what will be your top two priorities?
Oh, well, there's a number of things, but number one is downtown Florence is in horrendous shape. It's decaying. We're losing good people. We're losing attractive business, and it's in a horrible shape, and downtown Florence really has to be attacked head-on, and that's job number one.
And how do you do it? Do you look at other cities that have been successful of revamping their downtown?
Yeah, and it's been happening all around. And in fact, we've had a lot of push in Florence to do just that. And we've got a downtown development project going in name, but the problem is it hasn't the money we've been spending, and we spent really over $65 million in Florence.
Oh my goodness!
But it hasn't gone to the central downtown, which is predominantly black and poor. It's been going to more southern areas that are more affluent and where there's property held down there by influential people. So I'm pushing towards the more northern, more black, more poor area of town getting revitalized, and I think there's a lot of resistance.
Are the property owners in downtown Florence, do they want the resurrection of downtown?
The people that are in the true downtown, and in Florence, Evans Street and Dargan Street are the center of our downtown and have been, you know, for 50 years, and those people are in horrible position, and they certainly want redevelopment down there. It's just that the money hasn't been going down there, and that, I think, is one of the real problems we have.
Okay, all right, then what would be your another top priority?
Well, this sounds more like a local thing, but it is a local thing. We've got a huge problem in Florence with abandoned buildings. There are numerous abandoned buildings throughout town, particularly in residential neighborhoods, and they're owned in large part by absentee landlords who have done nothing to improve the building. They rent the building, and they deteriorate, and they just abandon them. and the city hasn't done anything about it. And as a result, we've got a lot of gang and crime activity and drug activity that centers around these buildings, and they've become a blight community and deteriorated the economic value of the community. And we've got to address that issue directly. And that's an issue that's kind of been ignored.
Like most cities, larger cities, or even medium-sized cities, gangs seem to be a problem. Do you all have some type of task force looking at that?
Well, it's a growing problem, and we have, like many cities, named a task force that exists largely in name only. There hasn't been the money provided to the police department to organize a full-time a gang unit that is dedicated exclusively to the issue of gangs, and that's something we need. And there's been a lot of that. You put labels on things, you have some meetings, but you don't ever really put the money or the manpower behind the real problem.
Mm.
And so we haven't seen the results.
All right. Well, very good. Now, I'm assuming that that when you are mayor, and I'm confident you're going to be mayor, you're just going to get to hit the ground running. Is there some other step first?
Oh yeah, we're ready to go. We've got lots of people who are. We're interested. We got a lot of volunteers that are real organized, and we're ready to get out there and get these problems cleaned up and get going. We just got to get over these hurdles first.
All right, and now you'll still be able to practice in your law firm.
I will, and I've got a lot of good associates in my office that can help me carry some of the weight sometime when I'm not available. But the courts are very accommodating in scheduling. So.
All right, and of course, one thing you did not mention to the voters that you were also a part-time Maytag repairman.
I'm in fact home tonight working on the washing machine. So since we finished here, I got to get back to work.
Again, tell your wife I'm sorry, but I needed to have this interview with you. And I may be, other than the Florence media, I may be the only one here covering it this extensively.
Well, that's good. Well, I appreciate that, Frank. Thank you very much.
All right, Stephen Mukila, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Best of luck to you. I will be following this. August is going to be a big month. We'll chat with you and when all these things sort of pan out.
Appreciate it. We'll talk again.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Very good. All right. That was very nice of him to take a break from the chores he was doing on his wife's request. That was the joke about the Maytag repairman. All right. That ends my day.